Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Stacia Martindale, major in French and History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March 20th, 1950, the Legislative Council, the Upper Chamber, gave approval to establish a creamery in Barbados. This creamery, designed to stimulate the production of fresh milk, came in response to a proposal from the governor and prepared by the Department of Agriculture in a period when infant mortality rates were still very high. According to the Barbados Advocate, the advantages to be derived from it were the intensification of production from the land, the provision of more employment, saving dollars spent in imported milk, improvement of the nutritional status of people, and increased home food production. Even though some members of the Legislative Council, drawn mainly from the planter merchant class, had reservations on aspects of the plan, the chamber agreed in principle to a central milk depot and creamery in Barbados. For the country, however, this was a new foray into manufacturing, threatening to dampen the importation of condensed milk. Though the matter was given much ventilation in Parliament, it took another 10 years for actual establishment of a plant. And this came during the Erroll-Barrow administration, when the idea was raised again and a company was established in 1964, followed by a plant in 1965. Today, that highly automated processing plant, the Pine Hill Dairy, is a large producer of milk products and juices. But the idea for a creamery was discussed and approved in the island's upper chamber this day, March 20th, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.